Anyone neither nor for nor against?
That would be me, Representative, if I could.
Well, there you go.
Representative Landry, Senator Dill, members of the Joint Standing Committee on Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, a couple of issues as the committee of my board meets to discuss legislation that were raised. I don't think that these are non-starter issues, but they are things that you need to consider. And the first one I would raise is that the current advisory council, the advisory council is structured on county lines, and where representatives or where the people of the Wabanaki Nation would be already citizens of counties, will they be double counted in this process? In other words, overrepresented. I don't believe that that's a non-starter. I want to raise that issue as something I'd like you to consider as you move forward carefully. And the other is the relationship with a sovereign nation that is separate from our own, certainly equal. But I would put forward that the Canadians are also a sovereign nation that is equal, and I would be very much opposed to them getting a seat on our advisory council. So some conversation about how that plays out and what that means for us going forward. And I have no immediate concern with that, but I want to raise those issues so that they're discussed before they become important issues. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kleiner. Is there anybody else who wishes to testify on LD 361?
Let's see if there's any questions for Mr. Kleiner first. I do have one, Representative. I completely lost your analogy at the end of sovereign nations and relating Canada to the Native Americans and the sovereign nations we have. These people are living in the state of Maine. They're trying to subsist from the land. The Canadians are not. So I completely missed that.
So the thing that I need you to understand, or the point I'm trying to make, is the Wabanakis, the Penobscots, and the Passamaquoddies certainly have lands that they control, and they have a fish and wildlife advisory structure similar to our own. I think there is an opportunity here for that, for coordination. I think it already takes place at a pretty high level. But again, so moose also walk across the Maine Canadian border. And I think we have a cooperative relationship there, but we're different. And I just want cognizance of that issue.
The other question I have, if I may, Chair Landry, when you were speaking of county lines, I, not being that familiar with the makeup of the board or the council, you said that it's broken down somehow by county lines, except there's only 10 representatives. So currently, are there more than one representative from a county on the council?
No, actually, Senator Dill, excellent question. Thank you. There are some of the smaller counties where a representative covers two, or I think three. I think my representative is for Waldo, Knox, and Lincoln counties. So that accounts for, I can't remember where the other, there's another one that has two counties, forgive me, I don't remember which two, but that's how we get to that number 10. There are representatives that cover more than one county.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Kleiner? Anybody else wishing to speak to LD 361? Yes, Representative Newell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Might I just get the organization that Mr. Kleiner represents? I don't believe I picked that up in his introduction.
That's my fault. I didn't have him introduce himself.
I'm very sorry. Forgive me. I always do, and I've gotten to the point of not doing it. Don Kleiner, I represent the Maine Professional Guides Association.
Thank you.
Anything else on LD 361? Seeing none, I move we close the hearing on LD 361.